Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift. And today is Monday. A very nice day here. Back on the East Coast. Get ready for the Expo this weekend, the New Life Expo in Manhattan. New Yorker Hotel, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So if you're on an archive and you're listening to it, the date of the Expo is October 15th, 16th, and 17th. And then after that, I'll have three workshops at the TRS Center, which will be Tuesday the 19th, Thursday the 21st, and Friday the 22nd. Each one will be 3 hours in length. So, and that's on 32nd Street. And let's start the show here with an emotional healing. And again, since today's Monday, you may have had situations over the weekend that may have disturbed you, maybe. So think of a situation. We'll clear the energy away. Now let's do it the quick way here so we have a longer show. So think of something cleared, trauma clearing. Think of something cleared, pain clearing, cleared, betrayal clearing, cleared. Let's get the God energies off from those who are praying to aliens here. Get you disconnected. And that one I'm going to count to get rid of it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, okay? And let's do a clearing for boy, this is weird. It's like a self-sacrifice type clearing. It's maybe where you put yourself out underneath the truck to save somebody or something. So I don't know what that's about, but one of you out there may need that. So here we go. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's do the mind to heart drop. This will allow you to become heart-centered and be placed out of time. So you're off of the timeline by the aliens. So here we go, dropping you down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. And the way you know that you're in your heart is that you cannot have a positive or a negative thought because you're in the moment and the light does not judge itself, so it can't have any of those thoughts coming to you because that would be judgment. So let's bring forth Annika. She's our co-host today. Are you out there in cyberspace, Annika?
Yes, I am, Ron. Hello and welcome, everyone. There's a few people on Fast Chat. And if you haven't listened to this show before, you can go to Fast Chat underneath where it talks about the show. This is the Creation Light Shift Healing Hour on Monday. And we welcome call-ins. You can call and speak to Ron and ask questions. And, of course, you can also go on the Fast Chat and put some questions in there. The toll-free number to call is 888-815-9756. And there's also a few other numbers. If you go to Station 1 on bbsradio.com, you can check those out if you have any problems getting through on the first number. So there is a question here, Ron, about one of the many, many clearings that you offer, which is just amazing how much you can do. It doesn't mean that you have to do everything, but it can be very specific what we do need at a certain time in life. And Junior is asking, will the Dark Side Practitioner clearing remove curses and spells also? And if not, can you tell me which clearing will clear out spells?
Yeah, the Dark Side Practitioner will. That's what it's designed for. Also, if you wanted to do the self-empowerment clearing, so either one will work. The self-empowerment takes away the mind energy from maybe, let's just say that you put spells on yourself. People do that. They curse themselves, right? Oh, I'm a stupid person or something like that. So remember, you're doing that to yourself. It's not designed to be used that way, but that still happens, okay? People who talk bad about themselves to other people. I'm always a person that forgets things or something when you talk to your friends, you know. So that's on there. You can do cursing and spells with it there. And then you can also do what other people are sending you. So mainly you're probably talking about people sending you negative energies of any type or positive energies. And then from there you can do the aliens and you can do organizations. Let's just say that you listen to the program and you were you went to one of the churches and we'll just say that you were a Jehovah Witness, you know, maybe a year ago or so. And for some reason you don't want to go back to that church. Or those people, whenever they would see you, you know, after they kicked you out of the church, you know, then at that point that organization could be doing, you know, hexes and spells on you, wanting to come back to the church, okay? So that's an organization clearing, and that's listed, I believe, that way. And then you also have, I think, one other type of clearing on there, which I can't recall what it was, but that's one way you can go into it. And that cost, for that clearing, I believe, is either $50 or $60 for 6 weeks. I think it's $50 for 6 weeks. And I believe somebody mentioned that it was 36 clearings on there, so you have 36 poly times, basically 5, so you have over 150 clearings if you wish to do each one of those by each different mind program. So that's what I would probably recommend doing. But if not, the Dark Side Practitioner is designed to work with people that you have worked with in the past. Now, the Self-Empowerment one is designed for you right now, in this moment, to get jump started, to start a new life, okay? So, you know, if you had a pretty good life up to now and, you know, you just need some help with a practitioner, I would say do the Dark Side Practitioner. That's a whole lifetime clearing. We'll say you have a problem for whatever it is for the last maybe 6 months, you know, to maybe a year or more. Then you probably want to do the Jumpstart one, which is your self-empowerment one. And that's what it's designed for, is to get you jump-started, to get you out of this hole that you're in. And then you may want to later go back and do the Dark Side Practitioner one because that energy is still with you. So the Dark Side Practitioner is a whole lifetime clearing. That's the difference. It goes back throughout your whole life and cleans out these people. And that energy is always with you. So let's do a clearing for entities. So entities, there's different types. One of those entities that we always do here is from emotional bodies. So what happens is, you know, say Casper the Friendly Ghost likes you when he comes into you. Maybe let's just say you have an addiction of whatever that would be, and they draw to you more entities who like that addiction. So it could be being somebody who likes to watch late night TV. That could be an addiction. It could be somebody who maybe wants to go out maybe and just play pool, you know, at 2 o'clock in the morning or something. It could be somebody who likes to overeat, maybe like a lot of potato chips or something, or french fries, and you have to get it every day to satisfy you, and you think that it's an emotional addiction. Well, in a sense it would be, because these are emotional bodies. And they may like to have potato chips or french fries. So the emotional clearing is for entities that are ghosts. These were living in people, and they bring to you those addictions. And they can also hop in your body and create a child as an emotional baby. You know, remember, they may want to hop into your family line. Maybe they were in it earlier. Maybe these entities could be your grandparents, and they want to come back to Earth, but they need a baby. So they want to come into you and maybe your wife or the husband, and they want to live with you. And maybe you never liked them then, but they're coming back around again. Remember, law of cause and effect, karma. they're coming in now to cause you problems. So you get a baby that doesn't like you off the bat, you know. And you go, geez, what's going on with this? Well, it's probably because they're in you. And they pop into that baby. So that's kind of what happens. So let's do an entity clearing. These are ghosts. These are earthbound spirits that we call an emotional body. And they haven't went to the earth spirit yet for healing or clearing because they should not be here. So here we go. I'll count to 10 to release them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And that clearing should be on the whole lifetime clearing on the website. I believe if you just type in entity clearing, it should come up under the search under entity clearing or maybe emotional body.
Yeah, I found it. I actually typed in when I went to the list of all our online healings, I did go and type in entity, and it came up as entity attachment removal, and then also it comes up under the category special current lifetime clearings. It's also, if you want to check it out, you can go this way. You could click recommended healings and then go to entity clearing there and just go on to the little radio button that says go, and you get to it that way as well. So over back to you, Ron.
Okay, so the entity clearing is very good for people who are bothered by things, maybe personality changes. That's one that entities can do for you. Most people don't realize what's inside of them, but they do see behavior outside of yourself, how people respond, act, etc. So just know that you may have something similar in you, so you can always resonate to what you have by what's in someone else. A lot of times, entities will actually body hop, you know, from one person to the next with a similar type of scenario of what they're doing. So that's the way they come in, especially shaking hands or hugging. Then all of a sudden, they may like you more than the last person. The person feels better, and you walk away feeling a little bit heavier. And you wonder, boy, that person is slimy. Well, it's probably an emotional body in you. So let's do a clearing here. Let's get rid of an entity that maybe that came into you today. Okay, let's make it real simple. This came into you today. And think of something that you were doing that you felt a little different afterwards. Maybe you're doing something and you kind of changed your thought pattern. Maybe the entity wanted to do something else. Maybe you got extra excited over something. So just kind of think of a situation that you had today that's a little strange for you. And here we go. We'll release that entity out of you. If you don't know anything like that, just sit back and we'll just release a few of these here. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. That will make it a little bit easier for you. Let's pick a time. So let's pick a time between 12, which is noon, to 1 o'clock today. And we'll take out the entities that hopped into your body that are still with you. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. There. So, see how you feel. Your body should be a little bit looser. You might may have been troubled by some reoccurring thoughts or heaviness, and just see how you feel. So, back to you, Annika.
Yeah, I really felt that. It was interesting, actually, as you were doing the sample, all of a sudden I felt fear come up in me, and it's just interesting how, you know, something that you're not aware of, and when you have it cleared, I just felt this big sense of peace afterwards, and certainly wasn't aware of anything coming to me today, but oh well. So anyway, and it's interesting, Mari is actually mentioning that she would like some clearing for peace. So maybe we can do that in the end. We very often, Ron, will bring in the energy of peace through the light being. But you also have a lot of clearings that do work for fear and anxiety and that sort of thing. And, of course, they will also bring peace. So there's a lot that is on the website at creationlightship.com. There's a lot of free clearings that will also help to bring in peace. There's a lot of great ways to get that. Is there something you want to add about that, Ron?
Yeah. What you do get is at the very end, we'll say of a clearing, providing it's all released from you or even throughout the clearing, you're going to feel peace. And that peace will come to you. And the peace energy, remember, is source energy, and the source energy doesn't judge anything. So if you do feel, you know, like you lost your energy in your body a little bit because you're not able to work with the duality energy, which most people live on because you're used to living in duality, and that keeps you moving because you're always being poked with a stick. Well, once that stick is released, then you might feel like you're not empowered any longer. That's what you're supposed to be. Then you can actually create from heart energy. Otherwise, you're using mind energy. So, you know, you want to remember that, that when you are in peace, you can still create in peace. You don't have to always be on the treadmill to do that. So that's the duality energy. And that's brought in by the light of the darkness. So let's see here.
Yeah. Also, one other clearing that we were talking about that you have been mentioning a bit of the robotics and how we're being controlled. Marie R. is wondering, is the mechanical robot clearing up yet on the website? It's something we've talked about, and I'm not actually sure, Ron. Maybe you want to talk a little bit about that clearing.
Yeah, maybe you could see if it is up. It's going to be up shortly, if not. Boy, that clearing, I'll describe it to you. So it's a robotic mechanical clearing. So what it is the robotic energy is transmitted to you from a mind control program from the aliens, okay? And from there, that program interfaces to, we'll just say, some type of body mechanism that connects to your muscles. And it can also connect to your thoughts, but we'll just talk about your muscles. And from there, they're able to make the body do certain movements. So if you've ever seen people who go into a certain mindset, okay, and let me think what that would be. It could be as simple as maybe being at work, maybe a bell rings or something, and you all run out for a coffee break. Well, that's kind of like part of the robotic, programming. And it could be another thing, like you see people, we'll just say like cheerleaders doing dance steps or moving in unison. Okay. It could be people who, are in a band and they do certain types of marching. And they all look perfect, and they have the same routine. Well, that's that mindset, and that would be a robotic program. So everybody is in unison, connected to the same energy. Now, what happens is that robotic program is actually controlling your body. And from there, it can also bring forth an interface, you know, into your mind energy to do certain things, too. And the mind energy then can tell you that you need to have something done or to do a certain thing, and the robotic program takes over. Now, the robotic program does not have any learning abilities to it, okay? It doesn't do any problem solving, okay? All it can do is what it knows in the program. Now, as if you do something different than the program knows, then it will automatically start to relearn by you doing that process. And that gets integrated into that program. So now it is self-learned, okay? But other than that, it doesn't know what to do. So let's just say that you're running a program, and you never knew how to maybe catch a ball. Maybe you're playing baseball, and somebody throws you a ball, and you're brand new at playing baseball, and you see the ball coming to you, but the program doesn't know what to do with it, and the ball hits you, and you go through that process of, well, that really hurt. Well, the next time the ball is thrown to you, maybe your program says, hey, this is dangerous. You better jump out of the way. And so you do that, and people wonder why you moved out of the way, because they're used to catching the ball. And eventually, that program, as they teach you how to catch the ball, all of a sudden you learn how to catch the ball. So next time the ball comes to you, the robotic program kicks in and you move your hand up in the air. It gets the GPS coordinates of where the ball is going to be, and wow, it lands in your mitt on your hand or whatever, and you caught the ball. So now it learned how to do this. But the initial process was it did not know that. So these programs control people. The other part of the clearing is for those that have had a physical body part replaced and is now a mechanical part with non-light in it. And that gets very sci-fi sounding, but that's what actually happens. So you may wonder why you have a problem in your body that can't be healed. Well, normally you would look at it and say, gee, you know, why isn't my mind and my body, who's my internal body healer, healing this here? Is it dysfunctional? What's going on here? Well, it's only because it uses light to heal with, but you have a part in you that's a non-living organism, a non-living part. It was never created by the light. But your body looks the same to you with your eyes and is functioning perfectly in your body, but it's not connected to the light. So when that part starts to fail, then all of a sudden you can't heal it. Or maybe it was never inserted properly. But if on the surface it looks perfectly fine. And that's what that part of that clearing is that mechanical part. We actually have mechanical body parts in the body. And this is one reason why we have 8-hour conference calls to get rid of these things out of you. That's a simulated artificial intelligent body part. And that clearing will be up shortly here. And it'll start to work from your, right now it's set up to work from your feet going up to your head. I'll probably have it changed, I think, to go up from your head down. And then there's other clearings to it also. But I think there's like 12 different clearings there. But you can do it whatever way you wish, whatever feels right to you. So just kind of maybe keep it in order so you keep track of what you're doing.
I do see it, Ron. It is up under, if you go again to the online clearings or the online ordering, and I just typed in robot and it came up, and it's a robotic mechanical body program clearing. It's for 1 month and it's $100 for a month. And I know you can go through so many categories, and like Ron said, it seems like we don't have to go in order. So let's say somebody have something that they're doing that they really don't want to do anymore. Could that be even, you know, I don't know, like a habit that we keep doing or something we keep saying, Ron? Would you suggest that's good for this clearing?
It may work that way. I put it up mainly for people who have certain body behaviors, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the behaviors would be a consistent pattern of doing something. So that's what it's designed for. So mm-hmm. Sometimes people have twitches. Maybe people jerk their arm a certain way. Maybe you always pick up your coffee cup or whatever the same exact way. And that's probably a program. Or maybe, you know, in fact, going back on one of my experiences with somebody, trying to teach them how to drive a four-speed, okay? They're used to automatics. And they got in the car, and they just was shaking. They didn't know what to do. And that's because they probably had, and this is years ago, they probably had the program, you know, of driving a stick, I mean, an automatic car, which most people probably have. And when it came to a four-speed, that program didn't know what to do, and the person was freaking out because you know, if you have drove a stick, you know that it's, you know, once you do it a few times, you kind of understand it. But, you know, it's a different learning curve. And, but this person just could not catch on. They didn't know what to do. You know, they couldn't figure out what to do first, to put the clutch in or to push, you know, the stick lever in the right direction, which gear and how to do it. I mean, they're like, their mind or their brain will say or whatever got like completely confused. You know, they completely freaked out. And, you know, they couldn't follow step 1, 2, and 3. They just went all out of order. After a while, it was okay, but that program, like I said, had to get relearned. And so they were running just a program of how to drive a car. You open the door, put the key in, put your seatbelt on, you know, or whatever. You know, look around, put the car in gear, and look in your mirror or whatever, and drive. Well, that's what the program was. But anything past that that was different, they could not do. And they got very frustrated. So you might understand kind of what that's like now. So the program is to help you release things out of you. Now, maybe you have a body part. I don't know what else to use. We'll say you have a problem with your wrist, okay, and your wrist doesn't want to heal or something like that. Well, that would be part of that, too. Maybe there's a program controlling that, and you want to clear that program. So that's what it's designed for, is to take you out of this program that's taking away your free will. It's forcing you to do something that you're that you really don't want to do. So in a sense, it gives you a special routine every day. So your whole day is on this program. And the robotic programs kick in as you do different things in your life. So you may want to, you know, check that clearing out. It's quite something. So back to you on.
Yeah, so some comments that kind of relates to what you're clearing right now. And a lot of people have been on your 8-hour calls and been working with you in other ways. And, of course, the light chip is always clearing out things. So Dana is saying that, Ron, whatever clearings the light chip is doing at the moment is clearing out my brain and my head. It feels more clearer and lighter now. And Diana was asking, can a robotic or clone body part be fixed or healed? Yeah, I don't know. That sounds kind of advanced, but maybe there's a possibility at some stage. Do you want to comment on that?
I'm reading here. Robotic or clone body part be fixed or healed? Yeah, you'd want to get rid of that. I'm putting up another clearing, which is going to be working with parallel lifetimes. And I talked about that, I think, on the last show. So that would be the Saturday show. You might want to check out the archives. And you can even, I believe, I don't know if it's on the website yet or not, you can go there to check it out or just go on to BBS. But the new one will be the parallel lifetime clearings. And it's going to be pretty intense. Remember, you're not always here, and it goes into parallel lifetimes. And so every clearing that you have had on the website, that's a whole lifetime clearing. You're going to be able to pay one price, $100, and to be able to go back into that clearing over again. And then, you know, all the clearings, whatever one you choose to go into that you've already had. And this will be like an add-on to it. And the add-on is going to be able to take you from right now, and it'll go back to 100,000 BC. And you're going to be able to select, let's see, past, present, and future parallel lifetimes for these particular dates that you choose for that particular clearing. And what it's going to do is take you out of those timelines. So the timelines were there, and in these timelines, now remember, you're not always here. So when you're not here, what are they doing to you? And each timeline is controlled by a specific alien race. So what is that alien race doing to you in that timeline? Are they torturing you? Are they, you know, using you as a, for the women, and I guess the men, but maybe the women. I don't want to sound real negative, but are they using you for a baby factory? That's what a lot of people are, women are used for experimentation. Are they using one of your particular body parts for an experimentation? Do they give you cancer because they want to explore that realm of cancer on that particular timeline? Remember, now when you're in those timelines, you know, they're doing something to you because you're not here. They want you for some reason, whatever that reason is, okay? Now, on that clearing, you're able to bring back your body and your spirit to that timeline, which would be in the now, to get rid of it. Okay, so it gets rid of the timeline the aliens have brought you on. Gets rid of the alien program that's in you, because your body's still going to carry that program. And it gets rid of that alien race. It terminates it. And so eventually, you're going to be free of these things. And that alien race that brought you into a timeline is controlling you at that time. So if you're only here, say, two days out of the week, and you're on alien timelines going back and forth, jumping from one race to the other, and you can probably watch your personality changing, okay? They always put a clone in your place here physically. So this is going to bring you back to this one lifetime. Because all the clearings that was developed was for this in-the-now time with the light. And that's the reason why I'm putting that up on there, to give you people some help to get rid of these alien timelines. And you can go back into the past and into the future, because they work both ways. And all of a sudden, you're going to start to become whole, which is the reason why we have this BBS program, to get you with your spirit integrated. So it's a physical body and spirit retrieval from these timelines. And that's going to be coming up shortly here. And it'll be a wonderful clearing, and it's going to help a lot of people out there, because you can go into all the other clearings that you've had in the past and just type that particular clearing in. Let's say you have trauma in your life. You don't know where the trauma is coming from. And, you know, it's encoded, you know, in you, because when you do come back here, if only your spirit went and your body was here, we'll say, and you're not a clone body and you're a real body, but your spirit went there, then, you know, that's got reprinted into your DNA. So you experienced all those particular timelines, but they're in a different location in you, in the DNA. Because the DNA that we're clearing is only for this lifetime in light. These are non-light DNA patterns that's connected to you. It gets very complicated, but if you start looking at it and use some logic, you're going to realize what I'm talking about. And you're going to say, geez, this is quite something, because it's, in one sense, it's like, you know, who am I really? And as you start getting yourself back into wholeness, then these things won't have a grip on you. And as you start releasing the past, then you're going to become whole. And by releasing the past, it puts you and just disconnects you from the DNA. See, the ideal thing is to have your physical body here, and the initial DNA created you. That created your appearance, okay? And from there should be no DNA controlling you from your ancestors, okay? And you should be free in this lifetime to do what you want to do. And this clearing should help everybody out immensely. So this will work with all of the whole, you know, current whole lifetime clearings, because you want to get that one done first. So back to you, Annika.
Wow, that's a mouthful. It's amazing to hear you speak about it, Ron. Yeah. That sure sounds very, very interesting. And going back to talking about programs, I just want to cover one quick question here from Beth before I talk a little bit about some other clearings that Mike was asking about. So Beth is wondering, are all programs bad, and don't they make life easier? And I can understand that question, as we may wonder that. Ron, is there any programs that can make life easier?
Yeah, I'm sure that there could be, but are you controlling your life? So the whole bottom line is, who's controlling you? What's controlling you? And, you know, in the light, it's free choice, free will. So you don't want to have any programs controlling you, because you want to create from the light, from the heart, instantly. And then you're in peace energy. You're in creation energy. Otherwise, you're running other energies. And that can be where the problem is, because you're being controlled. Now, you know, it could be great, you know, to have a program where you go and you get, you go to a slot machine and you put money in and you win the money. And that's great. Perfect to win $1,000. Very happy. But what's the downside of that? And is there a downside? Okay. And what are you connected to? What's that program going to give you next? Is it going to give you another $100 win? It'd be nice to have that every day. Wonderful. But there's always a downside to every program, because the darkness wants to live off of your trauma, typically. So, I'm not saying that, you know, winning money is bad, you know, as a program is doing that, but there's always going to be more to it than what meets the eye. Plus, they're hooked up to you. Why do you want to be controlled? So basically, it's
more that we are less empowered. We're just, if we are hooked up to something, then whether it's good or bad, it just means that we're less of ourselves and more controlled, would you say?
Yeah, and your spirit's not running you.
Mm-hmm.
You are a robot. You're a physical body made of light being run like a robot. And so you'd be like the movies on TV and sci-fi where somebody's a robot. And that's not what is intended for you to do and to be. Then that takes a spirit out of it. Your spirit can't come on and be with you when you're running a robot program. I think we heard a beep there.
Yeah, I think I heard someone there. Is anyone there? Hello?
Yes. Hi, I'm Larry. How are you, Ron?
Hi, Larry.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
So, Ron, I did check on the Parallel Lives, and it is on your webpage. And if you hit on the left side, order online healings, it'll go to the Parallel Life clearing on the left side of the next forwarding page that comes up. But they say that the price is $5 a year. It doesn't say $100, but it says $5 a year on that for the Parallel Life clearing.
Yeah, that one's going to be a new clearing coming up.
Oh, a new one besides that one.
Yep, it's a brand new one where you can go take all of your past clearings, which is a whole lifetime clearing, and you can clean out. It'll be much more extensive. But it'll be one price. Whatever you've had in the past, you know, if you've had five clearings from me on those whole lifetime clearings, you just put that name in there, and it will work very deeply. It'll get rid of more stuff.
Oh, I see. That's very good.
Add-on. It's an add-on clearing to work with Parallel Lifetimes. But it's not up yet. Within a week, it should be up, I think. Right now, I'm working on it.
Oh, would it be too early to get a sample on that, Ron?
I can do a sample. I have to figure out what to do. That thing is so... Let's work with an emotional, since we deal with emotions here. So you ready, Larry? Think of
a thing
that happened to you that was emotional, okay?
Okay.
And that same emotion could be in five parallel lifetimes, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes, uh-huh.
But it might be a slightly different twist to it. So I want everybody to think of an emotional situation that you dealt with, because that got probably stored back into your body again. So here we go. We'll take out the first lifetime. And this could be in the past or it could be in the future. Remember that we live on a timeline. So here we go. I'll take out the first one. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Good. Next one, number two, parallel life. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Number three. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Number 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Number 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So that's getting you out of that parallel life, okay? Now, your spirit's still over there, and maybe your body. So I'm going to do a spirit-body retrieval from those lifetimes. Remember, you were here as a clone. You didn't know that. Your friends didn't know that, but you were not here. Here we go.
Uh-huh.
One, bringing you back. I'll just count to five to speed it up here. Bringing back your body and spirit. One, two, three, four, five, the first one. Second one, one, two, three, four, five. The third one, one, two, three, four, five. The fourth one, one, two, three, four, five. And the fifth one, one, two, three, four, five. There. Okay, there you go, Larry.
That's great. I appreciate that one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Ron.
Yeah, it all depends how extensive these alien races want to control you in those lifetimes. And it could be a whole different problem. One lifetime, maybe they're feeding you chocolate and you love it on that parallel lifetime. And the other one, maybe they're, extracting one of your teeth or something, or putting a clamp on your head, screwing it tight, or making you, have some problem. Maybe they're injecting you with poison, okay? All these alien races do something to you when you're not here because they want you for some reason. Mainly, they want you to experiment with you some way, somehow. And so you don't know what's going on, okay? And and the emotions are what you're sensing here. Maybe one day you're walking down the street and you burst out crying. You don't know why you're crying. Well, maybe one of those bodies is being tortured, but you don't know about that. And you wonder, gee, I'm having a bad day. Well, what happens when that body comes back to you tortured? Maybe you start limping or something. Or maybe they make you step on a rock to make you limp. You go, man, this is weird. Or maybe they have you hit a high spot on the sidewalk and you fall down. You think it's you. Well, it's that poor body coming back to you, maybe having lots of problems. So this is what this clearing is for. So it does, you're only being taken to be experimented with, okay? That's the bottom line. And you can, picture what they can do to you, okay?
Yes.
Think of concentration camps, okay?
Uh-huh. Okay.
So I don't want to get too negative here, but once you get the clearing, you're going to realize that you have freedom now. You're getting out of those things.
Yeah, so, we love the truth. We love to understand how to get out of it. That's helping us an awful lot.
Yeah, this is the way to get out. And we had somebody asking a question about maybe feeling better right now, or maybe feeling a bit lighter or something like that. Yeah, the light ship right now is working on a lot of stuff in the far beyond, okay, way out there, and also way below, okay? And you're going into realms that nobody knows anything about here. And these realms control everything. And they're cleaning them out. So if you've had a rocking time the last few days, as these parallel lifetimes are also being released and the aliens are releasing control of you, you may notice that. You may watch people having weird personality changes or something. In fact, if you want to type on the fast chat, you people, if you felt or saw people behaving maybe a little differently than normal, that's because that's what it is. And it feels like a little bit longer, maybe a week possibly, and everything should be changing here on this planet, I think. So there's a lot going on. And different races that controlled different races on this planet here are having their release now. The light ship is in full battle with these energies. Okay, I can say that for a fact.
Uh-huh.
So, freedom may be around the corner, but it will take the particular physical, maybe governments and everything else to trickle up to start to release some of their control. But you're going to be feeling the freedom around your body. Your body may start to feel less tense. That's what I can tell you what you're probably going to be feeling. So it's, remember, everything here is controlled, and the aliens were controlled. And a lot of them are no longer around. But the ones that are still here and the ones that are hiding can still control you on these parallel lifetimes. And remember, you can still have programs in you running. So that's why you want to do that special clearing when it gets put up. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so thank you so much for explaining more about what's going on. And yes, I can see that a lot of people have been feeling things. And also, thank you, Larry, for calling and talking about that next clearing that's going to come up. That's not on the website yet, but that Ron explained. The one I was talking about before that was $100 a month is on the website. It's called the Robotic Mechanical Body Program Clearing, and that is $100 a month. And I just went to search robot under the category all, and that's how you can check that out. And there is a lot of clearings that are listed on those pages, and Mike is mentioning that maybe we could explain some of them. He's just mentioning education clearing, hope clearing, comparison clearing. Maybe you can give a clarification of who would need the education clearings, for instance, and what would that do?
Basically, if you're going to school and you're having difficulties, remember, what this is going to do is help you get rid of some of those anxieties that you might have. It can take away energy connections to you, maybe from teachers, and that's kind of what it's for. Remember, we probably have college students or people going to school, and there could be some psychic attack energies being bounced around between you and maybe or toward you. So it's just to bring peace to the educational process. So there's a lot going on here.
Yeah. And what about the comparison clearing? Who would need that?
Boy, you'd have to just kind of check with yourself to see what's what. Right now, on the East Coast here, after talking about this stuff, we have thunder. And that only means one thing. They're out there close by. Yeah. So it's very interesting. What I can say is that going down into the, I used to use the word underground, but the underground is like nothing compared to the underworld, okay? And the underworld has controlled this planet forever. And the ones that I can tell you about, the witches and the warlocks, okay? And people doing stuff like that, that type of magic. And the aliens control that. And there's many, many races. And the governments, I can say, do not have the technology, the warfare or anything else, the armament to deal with these energies. And so, unfortunately, the governments had to respond to orders from these alien races, okay? And they're being freed up now. So this is why I'm saying you will probably start to see a change. How soon, I cannot tell you. But this is what's happening, that the light ship is what the Earth spirit, this Earth spirit needs to become whole for ascension. And these things are here. The light ship is going to eliminate all of this stuff that's here, that I can guarantee you. How soon, I can't tell you. But this planet will return, like in the words of the Van Halen song, Love Walks In, the very last part of it. If I can remember correctly, it's something like, when silence speaks as loud as war, okay? So war's typically a lot of noise and bombs, et cetera, okay? So the silence is, you know, the energy of the peace energy, okay? And so you can imagine how loud peace would be, okay? comparing it to war energy, okay, and that noise, you know, the bombs going off, et cetera. So that's the silence, being in the moment. So that's what that phrase means to me. When silence speaks as loud as war is what I think it says. I could be wrong, but you can listen to the song here. And then the next part is, and earth returns something like to the way it was before. And that's what it's doing. And then the last part is love comes walking in. So this is where we are right now. So we'll see what happens. I know there's been a lot going on. I myself have probably had a few hours sleep for the last, maybe the last week, working with this stuff, under a lot of attack, doing a lot of clearings, healings, mainly warfare with these aliens. I've seen thousands of them. And they're getting rooted out of here, so I don't normally come out this boldly because it sounds maybe kind of egotistical or something, but what I can tell you is to watch the people around you and just see how you're feeling. And you should start to feel a little bit lighter. And as they get released, things will change here. And this is it. We'll find out, you know, in a month from now where we are with this energy. And how far they have gotten. But the light's here to help everybody right now to get released. And we'll just see what happens. But you still need to get the programs released from your body that the aliens have put into you. Because you're running programs, you know, for thousands and thousands of years that are connected to your DNA. And they have to get rooted out. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so we don't have that many minutes before we have to end the show, but before we do, I just wanted to remind anyone who's out in the New York City or in that area that Ron is going to be at the New Life Expo October 15th, 16th, 17th, and that is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday coming up, and then at the TRS Center, 32nd Street in New York for workshops on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, and that is the 19th, 21st, and 22nd. Just wanted to briefly mention, if you weren't hearing that earlier on in the show, and there's a lot of questions that we won't be able to cover, but Ron has Ask One Radio coming up today, and we have other shows throughout the week on BBS Radio on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday as well. If Ron will be up for that, I don't know. But this particular weekend coming up, as he is at the New Life Expo, but you can always connect with Ron otherwise on different shows that's coming up on the week after as well. So just wanted to briefly mention that. And Ron, since somebody here asked, and now I've forgotten who, I think it was JJ who had an issue in the heart, and also peace energy was asked for, and since we're coming up at the end here, could we bring some into the light being as you
yep.
will end the show?
Okay, here we go, everybody. Here comes the peace energy. So this will probably be pretty strong for all of you. A lot of this interference has been released here. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. So I'll say blessings to all of you. Our next BBS program will be on this coming Wednesday. And it starts at 7 o'clock Pacific. 10 o'clock Eastern. So blessings to all of you, and see you later. Bye.
Bye.